Hey everyone, welcome back to Women of Steel Stress into Strength Protocol. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's talk about something super important: creating a safe and comfortable living space. Because, honestly, how can we expect to thrive mentally and emotionally if our surroundings feel like chaos? Ever come home after a long day, feeling stressed and overwhelmed, only to walk into a messy kitchen or a cluttered bedroom that just adds to the feeling? I get it. Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? We can change that. Our living space doesn't have to be another source of stress. It can actually be our sanctuary, our place of peace and rejuvenation. So let's dive into some actionable tips on how to transform your home into a haven of comfort and serenity. First things first, the clutter. I know it sounds obvious, but seriously, less stuff equals less stress. We tend to accumulate things over time: clothes we never wear, books we haven't touched in years, gadgets gathering dust. It's amazing how much mental space clearing out those unnecessary items can create. Think of it like this. Each item you let go of is one less thing vying for your attention, creating a sense of calm and order. Next up, personalize. Make your space truly your own. Surround yourself with things that bring you joy, artwork that inspires you, plants that add a touch of nature, cozy throws and pillows that make you want to curl up and relax. Remember, this is your sanctuary, so let your personality shine through. Think about colors, textures, scents, what makes you feel happy and at ease. Incorporate those elements into your space. Speaking of senses, don't forget about sound. Ever notice how background noise can really affect your mood? Consider incorporating calming sounds like nature sounds or soft instrumental music to create a relaxing ambience. Conversely, if you find yourself easily distracted, invest in some good quality noise-canceling headphones to create a focused work zone. Lighting is another superpower we often underestimate. Natural light is always best, so maximize it by keeping your curtains open during the day. And at night, opt for a warm, soft lighting instead of harsh overhead bulbs. Think about using lamps with dimmer switches or even candles to create a cozy and inviting atmosphere. It can make a world of difference. Finally, remember that self-care is non-negotiable in creating a stress-free space. Dedicate time each day to do something for yourself: read a book, take a warm bath, meditate, listen to your favorite music. Even just 15 minutes of dedicated self-care can make a huge difference in how you feel about your home and yourself. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You come home after a long day at work. You walk through the door and immediately you notice the soft glow of fairy lights drawn across the ceiling. The air is filled with the calming scent of lavender and your favorite playlist is playing softly in the background. Your decluttered living room invites you to relax and you can't wait to curl up on the couch with a good book. This is what we're aiming for. A space that feels like a true retreat from the stresses of the outside world. So remember these key takeaways. Declutter, personalize, work with your senses, light, sound, and scent, and most importantly, prioritize self-care in your home sanctuary. I want to hear from you. Share your tips for creating a stress-free living space on social media using #WomenOfSteelStressIntoStrength. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom and inspiration. See you next time, beautiful souls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.